France.
Fucked up.
Japan.
Fucked up.
England.
Fucked up.
Italy.
Fucked up.
Morocco.
Fucked up.
Libya.
Fucked up.
Irania.
Fucked up.
Tunisia.
Fucked up.
South Africa.
Fucked up.
USA.
Fucked up.
Fire. France, Japan, Tunisia, Australia, New Zealand, El Salvador, Brazil, Philippines, Canada, USA. First and five!
Your lesson's over. Sit down in this easy chair, and I'll put one of the records on the gramophone.
Good evening, You are tuned into the darkest, deepest, most pretentiously obscure podcast on the internet. This is The Eternal Now. My name is Andy Ortman. I will be your host for the next several minutes. On this very festive yet bleak evening on WFMU.org. We just heard from Terminal Cheesecake with a track called Shit Pump. I believe that was from their first album, approximately 1988. Before that, Extreme Smoke 57, of the track Emotional Emptiness from their album Who Sold the Scene. And we started that set off not so long ago with Psycho Sin. Everything is fucked up. Isn't it though, really? That was from a four-way split with Paterini, Secunda, and Extreme Smoke 57. Okay, we're going to keep things moving right along. Sit back and enjoy.
Yes, my child. Reach out to the world. You were allowed to go through this crucible for a reason. Well, last week on Monday, I had to go to St. Charles Hospital for tests. 7 different tests. Blood tests, EKG, everything you could think of, I went through there. However, when I first arrived, they said to me, take off your medals and your scapular. The lady seemed to know the scapular. I said to her, I really don't want to take off my protection. She said, we're here to protect you. Here, let me have them and I'll put them in your bag. So she took them. Now I was at a terrible position of either losing my test and giving her an argument because she's a very stern individual. So I said nothing at that time, and she went forward and made her test. All right, now, I was there quite a while in the hospital, as you understand, when you go through those tests and wait and wait and wait. Now, at that time then, when I was finished, I was quite hungry, and so was Arthur. So we took off for a McDonald's along the highway for breakfast. Well, fortunately, Our Lady and Jesus held back what was to happen until we at least had finished our breakfast. But unfortunately for the others who had just arrived, they were at a disadvantage. Because as we finished the cup of coffee, a man ran to us and said, leave here in an instant. The place is going to blow up. I said, what? And then I smelled gas. I knew there was something wrong. Well, everyone started running. And I mean they ran out of that building with me, fast ahead, and Arthur, and my bag. And we jumped in the car and took off because you could smell the gas exuding out of that pipe. Well, I found out later, but this was only the beginning. I found out later that these men who had a big crane had chopped up the gas pipe. And out came the fumes. And if somebody had lit a match in that place, because the fumes were all around us, we would have went boom! So I got outside in the car, and I said, oh, thank you, Jesus, Blessed Mother. Well, I guess the old boy figured I'll still get her. So I arrived home thinking, now I'm safe. Oh, yeah? I noticed that my dog had been eating a lot of bones and things and left little slivers on the floor. But there were only tiny little slivers. I say this for a reason. But my dog liked these milk bones. They were a sort of a pinkish brown color. If you know your dog, he's a poodle and he loves milk bones. So he gets those. However, I was sweeping up the floor with some popcorn that Arthur had dropped when all of a sudden I said, gee, what in the world am I eating? What am I eating? But in the beginning, I had a feeling I was going to choke. So I opened my mouth. What was in my mouth, but two large chunks of dog biscuits. Now, I'm not eating dog biscuits. So I said, he's still after me. And I said, and I know what it is, because you see, our lady let me go through this, so I'd learn a stern lesson. And she wants everyone to know about this. And anyone that doubts this, I'll prove it to them, because my husband came running in. I says, they're trying to choke me or something. What is it, says Arthur. I said, dog biscuits in my mouth, big pieces. How did they get there? I don't know, I said, but then I think I know. So I ran right in, got my St. Benedict medal out of my purse that I'd forgotten to put on in all the excitement, and also the scapula. And I assure you, I don't care if they have to tack it to my nose the next time. I'm not taking off my scapula and my St. Benedict medal for anyone, including a crucifix also. So you can see, Our Lady allowed this for a reason. I feel that, you know, it was a little embarrassing to come forward, but Our Lady said she wants others to know this because there will be others who will have this experience if they are not protected with their scapula, the St. Benedict medal, and a crucifix.
Thank you. shirt, social, race like a name. None of those foreign faces, what more could he do? He polished up the deli, spread and put his mother back in bed, and then he went home too.
Hot sun. Cutting chicken wire. Power back. Metal sheet. Wood veneer.
Overextension. Blocking out the wind. Neck.
Glass sheet. Bring a hat. Pressure vessels.
Sunglasses.
Cracked plastic. Springs.
UV glare.
Long wire. Wind burn. Mosquito bites. Styrofoam boxes. Spider bites. Rooms. Flathead stings.
Well,
recording in different
derelict
conditions. Brackish water. Dry conditions. Nighttime. Atmospheric conditions.
Looking through
which sound
dense
can be pushed
foliage.
High humidity. High winds.
In the landscape.
Low pressure. In my backyard. Cold front.
And warmer temperatures.
Sun in my eyes. Stillness.
Farmer's market.
No wind.
Cracked
portable instruments that I can carry into the field. Embedded
heavy object
with seashells.
38 degrees centigrade.
Narrow channel. Instruments that would be made. Interruptions once and used only once. Permanent structures,
locations,
linear structures,
abode noise,
sonic objects,
abandoned factory,
Manawatting, a Gardens Bay boat ramp,
net.
Smythe Point, the jetty at Venus Bay, water tower,
doors closing,
train line,
kilns,
car park, terracotta.
People coming
storm
home.
Water pipes. Mars landing.
Underground cavities.
Tuning mechanism. The river.
Banksia
trees.
Build up of computer noise.
Membrane.
Track record.
Anderson Inlet.
3 a.m.
Seaweed.
4 a.m.
5 a.m.
On the first.
Submerged objects.
Road noise.
Sunday morning. Friday night. Not wanting to get caught.
Background noise.
Sunday.
Bumping your head.
High cirrus.
Quietest times of the day.
Wind in 48
continuous
hours.
Continuous bowing mechanism.
Kayak pedals. Spring reverb.
Topper goes green.
Wire reverb. Plate reverb. Avoiding the security guards.
Hollow
pipes. Including any sound.
The electrolytic.
The boom of plywood sheets. Stormwater tunnels.
Steel. And brass. Skate.
Too much from my front door to the train station in an unfamiliar place. 25 minutes.
Goanna.
Snapper. Gummy shark. Trevally. Walking up a storm water pipe with
new
my
smell of urban runoff.
Stingray. Looking for a place to attach my long wire. Perch. Mallet.
Outside the
white-faced crane. Getting lost
black
in the mangroves. In the pine trees.
The bottom of the horseshoe.
In the tea tree forest. Strobing
of
Kasherine is blocking out freeway noise. Main channel. Stevie's gutter magpie, the tawny frogmouth,
the horseshoe,
the weed bed in between
eaters,
boys 13 and 14,
finding
Blue
a wren,
sound effects record, the galahs, the distant roar of the sea, noisy miners, found an old gramophone in Gundagai in good condition. Stingray, Formica membrane, on my right.
We're back. As if we ever left. You are tuned into the Eternal Now. We have just heard from Rod Cooper. Vocal intro from a CDR accepting the machines from 2010. I don't know much about Rod Cooper. Most of that album, though, was electronic. That was the only vocal piece on there. Before that, an older album, Third Reich and Roll from The Residents, Loser Equals Weed. I believe this was a bonus track later on a CD edition of this album, not originally featured on the 70s release, but I guess a track recorded during the same sessions. In front of that, Club Moral, Don't Kill the Cops, the Belgian post-punk industrial group Club Moral. In front of that, Chris and Cozy, Morning was the name of that track, from the album Techno Primitive, which I just received in the mail, replacing my lost copy from so many years ago. It's nice to have this record back. Techno Primitive. Pretty solid record. We started that set off an excerpt from a Religious Kooks, that's the name of this compilation, or various artists, if you want to call it such. I kind of mixed that up with a Dem Dyke Stare track. Caged in Stamheim was behind the Dog Biscuits lady. That was an entertaining one. Oh my goodness, the Dog Biscuits. We're going to keep things moving right along here. Up next, this is Anton Bruhin from the album In Out. Thank you.
Bye. Thank you. Thank you.
You're listening to The Eternal Now on WFMU.org. We had just heard from Ryan Bashi from Berlin, project of Daniel Lowenbrook, who also runs the Talknet Aleph label. That was from a 10-inch called In Teufels Kuka. If I'm understanding that correctly, that means In the Devil's Cake. That was on the Absurd label, co-released with Ignivomus. Before that, Roland Kane, an excerpted section from Cybernetics 3, a 1971 split LP with Luigi Nono. That was Roland Kane. And just before that, we heard from Dark Alcesta de Sokai Vomi. I think that's French. An LP on Triple R. I think 1991. Tristessa Psychotronique is the name of that album by Dark Alcesta de Sokai Vomi. And we started that set off with Anton Bruin, In Out, title track from the album In Out. That repetitive vocal piece way back when. Okay, I think this is going to be the end of this week's episode. Thank you for joining me. I'm going to leave you with one track to end the evening's program. From Osaka, Japan, this is Utero Za. This is from a CD, Beelzebub. Punk Step is the name of this track. We will see you very soon. Thank you and good night.